Grasshoppers and crickets reflect the light of the full moon in this muted landscape on silver leaf. Look closely and you will see that their shiny forms are actually made of lacquer. The huge autumn moon that lights this peaceful scene is a plain paper orb, unpainted save for a few strokes of ink wash. The romantic detail of this tangle of autumn grasses and the realism of the insects reflects direct study of nature that was perhaps inspired by Western books on botany and zoology. Shibata Zeshin is celebrated as the greatest lacquer artist of the 19th century, but this small screen shows that he was no less a master of painting. A small two-panel screen such as this is used in the tea ceremony. Folded at a right angle, it would set off a space around the kettle where the host sits to prepare tea for guests. Try to imagine the experience of sitting quietly before such a screen and listening to the water heating in an iron kettle. The soft sounds would resonate with the image of rustling grasses and insects singing. With heightened senses, the guests contemplate the host's practiced movements. After wiping the utensils spotlessly clean, he takes bright green powdered tea from a lacquered caddy with a bamboo scoop. Then he places it into a bowl and carefully ladles in hot water. Finally, he whisks the mixture to a fragrant and frothy infusion. As the procedure is repeated for each of the guests, all attention is focused on the simple act of sharing tea in an atmosphere as far removed from everyday concerns as this intimate moonlit scene.